Hi, and welcome to the Joy of Being podcast. My name is Harriet Fagerholm, and I'm your guide on the journey toward self-love. This podcast is called Choose Love Again and Again. I felt called to create this one based on the last sentence I said in the previous podcast, which was about trusting love. And I have learned to trust love completely. And it has been my strategy during these years of inner transformation to choose love again and again. No matter how difficult and challenging the situation is, when I choose love, I can trust that there will be a solution that is so much more rich and so much more expanding that I could have not come up with on my own. When I choose love, I need to be willing to surrender to the fact that I necessarily don't know what is the highest good, what is the highest solution in this specific situation. I need to be willing to be truthful about myself, my own abilities and disabilities, my own shortcomings, and my own responsibility. I need to become humble in front of life and the fact that I am part of a bigger whole. I am part of a bigger web of life. And there are certain laws guiding this web of life. And I need to subjugate to those laws in order to be able to feel well about myself and to create a meaningful, loving life. So when I choose love, I also invite truth. So I have learned over the years to sit with very uncomfortable truths about myself, my life, and my way of being here. And I have learned also to face my pain, even that deep existential pain where I feel I don't know what to trust in this world. Is this world good to me, or am I constantly facing too many challenges where I start to doubt myself and the world, and what is this life all about? When I choose love, I make a powerful choice. And that choice will open up to an everlasting expansion because love supports expansion. And love supports the free flow of life. And love supports creativity and expression. And love supports well-being for all. Love wants good for all. So it opens up a totally new perspective on life, which means that I need to unlearn from a lot of illusionary ways of relating to life and to situations. And I need to be willing to understand that what I want or what I imagine that I want is not necessarily what I need. Love knows what I truly need. Love knows that I need rest. I need rejuvenation. I need regeneration. I need to listen to my heart. So that the choices I make are choices that are supporting and life-enhancing, not only for me, but also for the people around me. So I have several times adjusted myself to the messages from my heart, from love. showing me that when I accept what love shows to me, where love guides me, usually life is so much richer and meaningful. And there are joy, so much more joy. Because where love is, there is also joy. Where love is, there is grief and sadness and sorrow. Because grief is also a very strong part of love. If you have loved a lot, you will also grieve a lot. And for that, you need to take time. Love seems to be about having time for the right things, for the things that truly matter. And somehow it seems that I have not been very good at that before. This culture where I have been brought up in has not really given me the understanding of that. What kind of life am I living? How am I living if I live from love, and especially from loving myself? But I'm learning. I always advocate that every human being can make a choice to learn. And if you are really genuine in your will that I want to learn this, I want to learn this new thing, then you will be guided and helped by all the benevolent forces in the universe. So no matter, I remember when I realized that I don't know, am I loving? How do I know that I am loving, that I love? What is my capacity to be a loving person? Well, I realized that I need help in this. And when I pray for help, I receive it because I pray from my truth. And I trust that this help will come because I choose love. Therefore, I can say now that truly it works by choosing love again and again. The right help, the right information, the right situation will open up. I just need to have the courage to have faith in this. And I have had really to re-evaluate my courage and my faith several times. And I have been surprised at how come it is this weak at times. How come? But I have accepted it. Sometimes my faith is weak. That's okay too. But somehow I am redirected on my path towards the highest good, towards the solutions that love invites. And the more I trust this process, the more relaxed I become and the more inner peace I feel. And that is a very good feeling. A very good feeling. There is space and there is trust. There is potential. And there is stillness. There is silence. My true being can be found in this silence. And this is the place where love guides me again and again to go within, to find the inner truth, and to be willing to receive it when I'm ready. Thank you for being here with me.